What were stock fences generally made of? Around the pasture, perhaps.
Well, you know, some people, I'm sure, made the post fence where they would lay them like this,
mm-hmm.
all around, you know, mm-hmm. all around there.
Sort of zigzag?
Yes.
Eight
mm-hmm.
or nine?
Uh-huh. Now they use, of course, they use about four wires and barbed wires and a certain kind of real strong post.
What do they use to put the wire, or to attach it to the post?
A hammer with a steeple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they fasten it to with, and then there's a wire stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
And a cutter, of course. And then be fastened to the post with a steeple
mm-hmm.
and a hammer.
Are these posts driven into the ground around here, or do they drill a hole and put them in? Or?
Well, they will drill down some, and then they will just be. Some of them will just be hit down in.
Uh-huh.
Now, the fences that they have maybe closer to the house, like there have been so many of our men around here, being an oil field part of the country, you
uh-huh.
know, they have begun lately to put the steel posts you
uh-huh.
see in cement now, but used to, of course, they didn't.
Well, that's a fine thing.
Mm-hmm. After a whole lot.
Oh, is in harvesting cotton, what do you call it when you go out and, well, when you harvest it?
Pick cotton.
Uh-huh. And this is what? How is this done? You just pick the lint, or?
Well, you pick the cotton, just pick the cotton bowl and
uh-huh.
put it in the sack, and the sack hangs along
uh-huh.
behind you.
That's the shell and everything?
Well, I probably so, but of course that's what has to be done at
uh-huh.
the cotton gin. I know Lester goes and gets cotton some hulls
oh, they're
to
handy,
put
I
in think. his dog pen, and I mean in their house for
mm-hmm.
winter time, you know.
I put them around my flowers.
Oh, you do? Oh, fine.
They're fine. What do you call it when you cut weeds in a cotton field?
Chop weeds.
That's just
chopping
the weeds.
Chopping weeds.
And field, would this be a large thing or a small thing?
You mean a cotton field?
Uh-huh. Or, well, any field.
Yes. I never had thought of size, but there's been some that I have seen that are mighty large
uh-huh.
cotton fields. It take a lot of people to work them too.
How about just a small one? What is that called, a field?
Oh, a cotton patch.
Uh-huh.
Did you know what? You should have come up here and let me take you out to where they were picking cotton this summer.
It's all picked, huh?
It's all picked now, I have an old friend down here who still goes out there. His wife's trying to make a city fellow out of him. He's been a farmer all his life, and I tell you, he just picks himself to death trying to plant, has some tomatoes, you know. And his brother still lives out here on this farm, and he just goes out there and just picks